A City of Good is a Boise-based nonprofit that was founded at the beginning of the pandemic in March of 2020. In fact, the pandemic was the driving force behind its mission to help feed people who found themselves in a tough place due to the COVID-19 crisis. And when it was originally founded, the mission was to make sure people who were laid off in the restaurant industry were fed. A group of Boise restaurant owners came together to take care of their community. Well, since those early days, the organization has branched out to partner with schools and to alleviate food waste in the Treasure Valley. Joining us to tell us more is City of Good Executive Director Britt Utzon and Chris Komori, co-owner and chef at Kin Restaurant. I want to thank both of you for being here.
Thank you, Gemma. We're excited to be here and talk about City of Good.
Yeah, Gemma, thanks for having us.
So, Chris, I'd like to start with you because we had you on the show about this time last year to talk about City of Good. What's changed in the past year? I mean, how has the organization grown and evolved?
Well, its main focus has shifted a little bit, but also, you know, restaurants have changed quite a bit as well. What originally started of trying to bring restaurant workers back and give them purpose and give them a job and get them fed, we're having a different problem in the industry now where it's, you need to find staffing. That dynamic has shifted the purpose of the weekend fuel kits, which is what we give to the Boise School District now. But City of Good for the restaurant specifically is not only continuing to bring purpose to restaurants, but it's connecting them to the community even tighter. Mm-hmm.
And Britt, prior to coming on as executive director to the still relatively new City of Good, you led a literary center in Minneapolis. So what brought you to this role in particular?
Well, a couple of things. I did. I was working for the Loft Literary Center in Minneapolis for the last 6 years. But before that, I ran The Cabin in Boise. And I have deep roots to this community. My entire family lives here, my sister, brother, mom, niece, and nephew. And they are deeply committed to this community, both through the businesses they run, the farm they have, and the school that they work for. So I have deep love for this place. I also know how to run a nonprofit. I know the ins and outs, and I've got a long experience running arts nonprofits, but really it's all the same. We're providing programs mm-hmm. for people. And we're figuring out how to connect people with the work that we do. And frankly, one of the things I love most about Boise is I think of it as a city of participators. That's an inelegant way of saying, I've been so excited in my time in Idaho. I've been here on and off for about the last 16 years, that anytime someone in the community has a cool idea, whether it's Tree Fort or lecture series or Story Fort, the community jumps in. And the same has been true for City of Good. At a moment of crisis, this organization was founded to build connections, to build social innovation, to create mutual benefit for the restaurants, the farms, and the people in need. And the response we've gotten from the community has been just enormous. And so we continue, mm-hmm. as Chris mentioned, to grow and expand and be nimble. And I think it may be possible in other places, but it's easier here in Boise.
So, Chris, you mentioned the Friday Fuel Kit, and this goes out to like school-age kiddos. And according to your website, you've provided more than 40,000 meals to school-age children. Did you have any idea, first off, that it would be this successful, but also that there was such a need for that in our community?
I think that the need was, we were a little bit blinded by it. We know that the school district had been getting meals to kiddos Monday through Friday, but where the gap was on the weekends. And so mm-hmm. there was a lot of communication, and basically we used the 6 or 7 participating restaurants as the kitchens to build these weekend fuel kits. We do give them out on Friday, but it fills the gap of needed nourishment over the weekends. And so what we do is each restaurant designs a box. It's a really cool program. The dishes can change. And it has 5, 6, 7 meals in it to kind of support them through those days.
Britt, I want to talk next about food waste because this is such a big issue. Are you actually able to get food that would otherwise go to waste to people in need? And I would assume there has to be quite a bit of planning that comes into this.
Honestly, that's not an enormous part of our mission. It is part of what we do. A big thing when we were founded, and actually, Chris, I'm going to invite you to jump in after I finish my first statement to correct me if I'm wrong, but part of our founding was really about all of these farmers who had grown beautiful food that when the farmers market was about to shut down or at least have to reimagine the way it served people when we were on lockdown, was to figure out how to get that food out to people, both to benefit people who needed fresh and delicious locally raised food, but also farmers who had produced this and who might have to throw it away if it wasn't available. So that was part of our founding. And we continue to try to connect people with local food. For example, the fuel kits are at least 30% locally sourced. And we work on that through both our Box of Good, our weekend fuel kits, and the other programs that we're doing. But it isn't an essential part. We're not, for example, picking up food waste from restaurants. Chris, correct me if I've missed anything there.
It's not a direct thing that we're going at, although you're right, Britt, how it started out, one of the pillars of City of Good originally was to protect the farms. What we were worried about was that if all the restaurants shut down, that's a huge gap of food that the farms mm-hmm. already had in the ground. So we knew that we needed it to be integrated into the program, not only to save the farmers, but just so that we can continue the messaging of supporting local farms, not only for better nourishment, but it's just a better distribution ecosystem.
So Britt, we just have a couple of minutes left, but I want to get to volunteers and also fundraising, because you are a nonprofit. So how has that all been looking and going?
You know, we've been overwhelmed with the generosity of this community, both in their time and their treasure. We've been supported through local foundations. We recently got a wonderful grant from QuickBooks. I think it was locally supported. The community here saw what we were doing and they brought in money for us. So financially, we've been incredibly lucky. We continue to need that as we grow and expand. And I think it's worth mentioning that we've been delivering these weekend fuel kits on Fridays. We've sent out about 51,000 boxes, and that's 6 meals per box. And those deliveries happen on Friday, but we're expanding now to provide fuel boxes or food kits to people experiencing homelessness who are also COVID positive. Mm. So that's 7 days a week we're delivering meals to Interfaith Sanctuary's COVID wow. floor. We're also partnering with an organization called the Neighbors United, which is a group of Boise resettlement agencies, to provide meals for refugees arriving in Boise from Afghanistan. So those will be delivered 3 to 4 days a week. So we continue to need financial support, but also people to help us deliver those meals. So it's been a huge part of who we are. It's why we're able to be so nimble and supportive of our community, is we rely on the help of our neighbors, and we've been so lucky to get it.
Well, I am so thankful for what you're doing. It's so necessary. Appreciate the time you've given us today. We've been talking with City of Good Executive Director Britt Udenson and Board Member Chris Kumari. We will, of course, share a link on our website with more information about their organization. Thank you both so much for coming on the show, but also for what you're doing for our community.
Thank you, Gemma.
Yeah, thank you, Gemma.